Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1513, Why You Should Be Doing Romanian Deadlifts by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and always provide a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right into today's article and start optimizing your life. Why You Should Be Doing Romanian Deadlifts by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. The Romanian deadlift, or RDL for short, is a top-down hinge movement that is perhaps the best representation of true hinging mechanics. Hinge movements are movements that predominantly work hip extension, with truer hinge movements isolating this extension through reduced movement at the knee joint. Romanian deadlifts are a great example of this, as they limit movement at the knee and focus primarily movement at the hips. While all deadlift variations will utilize hinging mechanics, as will squat variations and numerous other exercises, very few train the hinge pattern quite like the Romanian deadlift. Basically, if you're looking for an exercise to consolidate your hinging capabilities and strengthen the whole of the posterior chain, then look no further. Why the Romanian deadlift? Unlike other deadlift variations, the Romanian deadlift starts from a standing position with the barbell in hand, not actually touching the floor, apart from starting and ending the exercise, of course. But throughout the exercise, we do not let the barbell touch the floor. The primary movers of the Romanian deadlift are the hamstring group and, to a lesser extent, the gluteus maximus. The reason Romanian deadlifts are so effective is that they encourage isometric contractions of pretty much the whole of the posterior chain and core musculature. This includes involvement of the latissimus dorsi, erector spinae group, quadratus lumborum, trapezius, transversus abdominis, and pelvic floor muscles. This list isn't exhaustive, and even muscles from the calves to rotator cuff will be doing something during this lift to stabilize the movement. Why you should do them. Essentially, Romanian deadlifts enable you to load the posterior chain through one of the key foundational movement patterns, the hinge, in its truest form. Hinging is required for everyday life, and it's a movement pattern that has fundamentally been forgotten by the population. Anytime you pick something up off the ground, you should be hinging to do it. Hinging ensures that you're loading and moving through the hips and not the lower back. While the lower back is more resilient than people think, Like any part of the body, it only has a certain number of poor movement cycles before problems start to arise. By strengthening your hinging functionality with Romanian deadlifts, you are also strengthening the whole of the posterior chain, which will translate into your everyday life as well as performance in the gym. The posterior chain. The muscles of the posterior chain are what keep you upright and stabilize movements in the anterior chain, or front of the body. It's not just the individual strength of these muscles that matter, it's how they interact with each other during movement to stabilize the body. That's why the Romanian deadlift is so effective. I like to think of the posterior chain as the roots of a tree. The stronger and deeper the roots of the tree, the taller and stronger the tree can grow. Ultimately, your posterior chain provides you the foundations of a strong and sustainable body, one that is resilient to injury and primed for performance. Building the posterior chain is a key component I work on with my personal training and online coaching clients. How to do the Romanian deadlift. Stand with your feet hip width apart, with the bar hanging tight to the body at arm's length. Ensure that your shoulders are rolled back and down. And in fact, it's probably better to do this prior to lifting the weight to the start position. Throughout the movement, keep your shoulder blades in the same position to ensure they do not drift forward. At the same time, do not excessively squeeze them together. Think of holding something in between your armpits throughout the movement. From here, take in a deep breath and brace your core as if someone is about to punch you in the stomach. With your heels firmly in the ground and feet flat, soften your knees and drive your hips back with a neutral spine, bringing your chest towards the floor. Think of being buried up to your knees in sand. The knee joint shouldn't move over the toes as you descend. Keep the bar close to the body throughout and lower yourself to the point at which you can maintain a neutral spine. The mid-shin is a good target point, but those with less mobility or strength, or those simply new to the movement, may prefer to stop higher up. You can always improve your depth, so it may be better to start conservatively. From the bottom, pull up through the hips to a standard position and squeeze your hips into the bar, finishing hip extension. Do not excessively extend, as you may end up using the lower back instead. The movement should primarily be felt in the hamstrings. You just listened to the post titled, "Why You Should Be Doing Romanian Deadlifts," by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Sam, provided us with some very convincing arguments for incorporating a Romanian deadlift into our workouts. His argument may have been so convincing, you're ready to jump out of your chair and perform some right now. But I would caution you against this unless you have some experience with deadlifting. Performing any kind of deadlift is a very complicated movement. If performed incorrectly, it can easily lead to injury. It needs lots of perfect practice to master. If you've never performed a deadlift before, let alone a Romanian deadlift, I highly recommend that you have a certified professional with experience training others to perform this same move and have them show you how to perform them. It's important that they carefully watch you, tell you how to correct issues with your form, and make sure you master it before you go out on your own. I actually showed some of my former master's level students how to perform a proper deadlift, and many weren't able to master it the first few times. It happens. So, have patience with yourself because it's worth taking it slowly in the long run. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.